because the volume was not on on my laptop very loud. They're using that as an indicator of our request. In other words, what we're doing is turning on the volume of our own inner landscape. And so we want to remember that there is much that's dawning upon us, as much that's coming into our peripheral vision. So when I say peripheral vision, we usually think of like to the right or the left. But when they're saying peripheral vision, it's almost like, do you remember like making snow angels or whatever, like your arms are kind of going out like that? And so what we're doing is we're receiving our due relevance. We're receiving our transmissional transmissional outlook for keeps. Now, when I said that, when I like became that little snow angel, I suddenly just became one big third eye, and I really do mean a huge big eye. So when I'm using, when I'm saying me, it's a collective we. It's not like it's me in the singular. We're coming to our greater capacity together. So we want to remember that everything that is brought forth, everything that is transmitted, is coming through our divine union. There's no separate occurrence. There's no singular. We want to remember that we're all coming to our own congratulations, to our own trespass knots. When they say trespass knot, this is like when we're denying ourselves. So it's like aligning with our false self. I just literally keep seeing this third eye. It's almost hard to focus. So what they're explaining to me is the reason I'm seeing this is because we're becoming good onlookers. In other words, we're recognizing the kingdom within. So again, this is not like churchy verbiage. It's more of realizing the extension of self, who we truly are, is attainable. And so they're showing me the Oracle card of oh my gosh, it's like my favorite card in the world. It's like dreams coming true. It says something like that. But it's very, very powerful. And we want to remember, it's like we are the ones that are moving into our truest claim, into our truest certainty. We're not growing like it's going to create so much time and you know, we have to start small and move our way forward. We want to remember that we're simply stepping into our true essence, our true self, our true stature. So this is where we're going to climb the mountain regularly. In other words, as we assist ourselves, as we tune into the light, as we tune into our highest gesture, our highest altitude, our highest certainty. Now, when I said certainty, I don't know how to explain this, but there was this ringing that went through my body. It was like ding, ding, and it was like an activation or a signaling. So the truest certainty, we want to remember that each of us are standing out. In other words, we've been tied to the ego, we've been tied to the past, we've been tied to the matrix, whatever you want to call it, and we are in lift-off readiness. So it's not like suddenly mass consciousness is going to awaken. It's that suddenly each of us, each of our engagement, each of our light, our attunement, our dialogue with self is going to be increased. So that increase of lifestyle, that increase of new tomorrow, that increase of true association. And when I'm saying this, I just have like, oh my gosh, like light just going everywhere and all this sacred geometry. So it's like the mind can't really comprehend, nor does it need to, because what we're doing is traveling afar. So we want to remember that we exist beyond time. We already exist in our Christ-like stature. In other words, beyond time, in our wholeness, one with our divine attunement. And so as we signal our readiness, we stand out. in broad association. So these energies, these this alignment, this like introduction. So they're showing me the Oracle card of spiritual strength. The spiritual strength is who we are. So each of us has spiritual strength that we are coinciding with, that we are identifying with. This is where we start growing easily. Like we just step out in faith, and suddenly what you couldn't figure out after 3 therapists and 7 seminars and whatever it is, like suddenly just clicks. It just suddenly clicks out of the blue because we said yes. We stepped into our true understanding with faith. So this is where we're evolving in consciousness. Everything's going to be solved in the outer. The new earth is going to be established. It's here, but we're aligning with it, and it's going to be established as we agree with our merriment. So our merriment is finding our truth. Our merriment is finding our joy. Our merriment is finding our wholeness. Our merriment is aligning with the truest aspect of self. So a lot of us we're finishing out martyrdom, victimhood, powerlessness, like whatever those lower energies, those lower chakras, it's sort of like we're all coming in after a long day's work, like one coming in after the other, and it's like, I'm done with this, I'm done with that. So we want to get ready for increase. We want to get ready to move astray. And what they mean by that is leaving our old certainty. So we've all had these like linear lifestyles based on egoic trance, based on like unworthiness, shame, whatever it is. And so we're each coming home, and it's sort of like, here, I'm done with this. So we want to get used to this justified pride. We want to get used to this extension of faith and allowance, where we allow bygones to be bygones. We're not looking to resurrect the past and just comb over it and awaken ghosts. And they're just showing me like things we do when we have like these inner dialogues, when we have these inner conferences within self. So what we're doing is we're recognizing buoyancy, liftoff, high praise, and affordability. Is we're recognizing ourselves beyond that old energy, beyond that old station. So it's like, I'm not my ego, I'm not my past, I'm not the martyr, I'm not the one that's helpless, I'm not the victim, I'm not crying out for mercy, because I deliver my own acquirement. In other words, when I'm engaged with my divine self, I'm not calling out for mercy. I'm coming into agreement. I'm employing my divine riches, my divine essence. And so as we cross that barrier with light, in other words, we tune to our light, we move into new establishment. We move into new proximity. So this is where we're growing at a very quick rate. So we want to allow that growth. We want to allow that reassemblance. We want to allow that good footing and standing, because each of us are being offered a new energy exchange, a new alignment. So we want to persevere, and each of us are going to feel that choice making, that good choice making. So it's like the new is going to be available, but that means I can't blame anymore. The new's going to be available. That means that I need to let go of whatever was. The new's going to be available, and so on and so forth, where it's like a package deal. You can't have yesterday and your new tomorrow. Like a choice has to be given. But again, the tomorrow, they're saying tomorrow never comes. So when we step out in faith, it's we're aligning our new vicinity in the now moment of arrival. So it's not even like, well, what does this mean for my tomorrow? It's like full steam ahead, because as we align with our victory in the now moment, all is afforded us, and we call forth, we attract we co-create. We simply just step into all that is now available for us. So as we will seal our fate, as we will seal our new horizons. So new horizons is seeing beyond the past. So if you've had issues or problems or circumstances, it's like, I just can't move this mountain no matter what. It's your old consciousness was not able to move the mountain. As you absorb the new identification of allowance, that new perspective offers you heaven's best. And so again, we're seeing ourselves with light, we're seeing ourselves with love's assurance. So allow these energies, to commit. They're saying like to commit to them broadly. So in other words, we're saying yes to our true self, we're saying yes to our true nature. So for some of us, I don't know what it is, like you're knocking at your employer, you're knocking at a family, whatever it is, you're trying to get something from the outer, forget about it. You're not gonna, I don't know who it is, but it's just right there. You're not gonna get it from the outer, you're gonna go create a new arrival. In other words, it's not coming from the outer, it's coming from your own exclamation of goodness. But in order for that to erupt, in order for that to stand out, you must be willing to let go. They're just showing me like a keyhole, and that keyhole is moving us dimensionally. So in other words, think about what it is that you want instead of it being about the form. And the reason this is being delivered is it's applicable to all of us. In order to stand out, we have to drop the resistance. So if you're like just standing at a door waiting for it to open, I need this door to open, and suddenly there are seven other doors giving you what you need, are you willing not to have that first door open? So it's that kind of brilliance, it's that kind of like new adventure that is being outspoken. In other words, that is dialoguing to us, it's whispering in our ear. So this is where we're stepping out in faith, we're leaving the past, we're allowing that restructuring and allowing God's glory. And again, when God being our God self, our divine essence, because this is how we move into 5D, is we're allowing that new symphony, that new broadcast. And when I said symphony, the energies that just whew, came through are just outstanding. I mean, truly, it's like I could just sit here in this heavenly buzz all night. So allow yourselves to commit to the truth of self, this new acknowledgement, and just you may see images, you may feel energy, you may see or feel nothing. It doesn't matter. It really has to do with your intention and your agreement. Let us receive.